The first email is dated February 2nd. It came from the nonpartisan administrative head of the Senate. It's also the same day she found out we wanted to ask aides and interns if they would comment about the workplace harassment training they were all participating in. Citing a page in the handbook, the email said they couldn't.
The clear intent on circulating the policy in the wake of members of the press contacting them for comment about the ongoing trainings about workplace harassment was to chill the speech of the employees of the Senate in an improper way.
Steve Zansberg is a First Amendment attorney in Denver. He represents the press and has advised us on our previous sexual harassment stories. According to Senate policy, only the media staff and those designated by the president or minority leader can grant interviews to the press to speak on behalf of the Senate. Zansberg says he reads it as a narrow focus on speaking officially.
It's not intended to interfere with the rights of public employees to speak to the press or others about the conditions of their employment or any other matter.
The Senate secretary declined to comment on the email, but a former Senate secretary did. Cindy Markwell worked with four Senate presidents in both parties. She says the policy shouldn't be used as an outright ban on talking to the media.
I really believed that it had to do with talking about bills or confidentiality of the process of bills or what was going on with the intent of a bill.
The second email was sent to about 20 staffers on March 5th. The Senate Secretary Effie Amin warned against doing interviews related to ongoing complaints. It followed a formal complaint from a male staffer alleging that Senator Randy Baumgartner created a hostile workplace by giving a female staffer unwanted attention. The male staffer, who wishes to remain anonymous, alleges Amin told him to stop talking to the press and said Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham was not happy.
As staff members, they should understand that confidentiality is important, and blowing something up via the media is not what I would expect from a senator or from the staff.
That's Grantham. Under the General Assembly's workplace harassment policy, formal complaints and investigations are kept confidential, but an accuser can make the information public if they want to. But Grantham says that should only be as a last resort.
They should go through the proper process. And I think at that point, if nothing is done, then perhaps the press would be the viable avenue.
Grantham also says he's okay with aides and interns being interviewed about the sexual harassment trainings. Others in the building hope the emails don't send the wrong message or actually prevent workers from speaking out. Republican Representative Justin Everett of Littleton says it's a First Amendment right.
A blanket rule saying that you can't go talk to the media, I mean, that's basically un-American. It's not what we do in this country.
And Democratic Senator Steve Fenberg of Boulder says he wants the state capitol to be an environment where people feel safe and respected and able to come forward, including to the media.
I would hope that no policies or directives are happening as a way to chill people's rights or make them less comfortable speaking out about their experiences. I think that should be encouraged, and frankly, is the only way we're going to change culture is if people are honest and open.
The House also has a policy on the books restricting aides, interns, and staff from speaking to the media. But workers say it hasn't been brought up in the recent trainings or discussions or circulated to them. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.